Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture.
My name is Kylie Walczak, and I am your host for Pedaling the Pueblo. I'm joined today by two gentlemen who manage the mobile bike repair program in Tucson. Could you guys introduce yourselves?
How you doing? I'm Gerard Acuna Schultz.
And I'm Colby Henley.
Tell me about the mobile bike repair program. Who puts it on?
So it's a program right now. It's run by Living Streets Alliance, part of their Safe Routes to School program. So most of our repair clinics are run at schools, but we've been branching out into other venues, public libraries, apartment complexes, those type of things. So
when you say events, what is a typical mobile bike repair event like?
Typically, our bike repair clinic are after school. So once the kids are released from school, their bikes are there, and we do it for an hour or an hour and a half immediately after school. We have mechanics on site, show up with all the tools and the supplies, and do basic repairs. Part of that is working with the kids to kind of teach them some of the basic skills so they can keep their bikes up when we're not there.
Gerard, how long have you been doing mobile bike repair events?
Approximately 2.5 years.
And in those 2.5 years, what are some of the most common fixes that you do?
Flats. Good way to prevent flat is make sure your tire pressure is near its max point and go to any bike shop in town and pick up a rim tire liner inside. It goes inside the wheel, the tire, gives you an extra layer between the tire and the tube from the goat heads in Tucson.
Gerard, you seem to know a lot about fixing bikes. How long have you been fixing bikes?
Approximately 8 years.
And how old are you now?
18.
Where did you learn how to fix bikes?
Bikus.
And so what do you do now for work, Gerard?
I work for Trek Bicycles of Tucson.
How long have you worked for Trek?
Going on for 6 months now.
So Yeah. You were able to take the skills and experience you gained fixing bikes up at Bikus and with the mobile bike repair program and get a job at Trek?
Yes.
What's the biggest difference between fixing up kids' bikes at the mobile bike repair program and fixing bikes at Trek?
The kids are way nicer. It's true.
So back to the mobile bike repair program for a little bit. How does an interested school or apartment complex or community group find out about scheduling a mobile bike repair for their community?
Sure. Right now you can go to saferoutestucson.org and there's a form there that you can fill out and just give us some basic information and we'll contact you to schedule that. We'll work up a basic flyer for you that you can print out and distribute to promote your event.
The services and the equipment and the gear y'all have is free for people?
Yeah, so we do pretty much all basic repairs. So we'll do flats, fix chains, fix brakes. So if we have the supplies with us, it's all free to whoever shows up. And if it's something that we can't fix or don't have the supplies for there, we can refer you to a local bike shop that can take care of it.
Do you have a list of some upcoming events and where those might be happening?
Yes, I know. The next public one is going to be a bike swap and mobile bike repair down at BK's Tacos on South 12th. And that will be September 22nd, starting at 6 p.m.
For more information about any program that we mention on this show and to drop us an email, you can visit us at kxci.org or follow us on Facebook. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Support for KXCI and Pedaling the Pueblo is provided by Ordinary Bike Shop, located at 311 East 7th Street. Ordinary Bike Shop is proud to be locally owned and operated, offering a full range of biking gear and goods. More information at 622-6488 or online at ordinarybikeshop.com.